The president's Far East trip will be the last major overseas tour before he enters his re-election year. He knows his electoral fate hangs now on two major issues, the war in Iraq and the performance of the economy. Recent polls show less confidence in the president in both those areas, but the White House has steadfastly refused to alter its line on either. It may be a risky strategy, but sticking to your guns is clearly viewed as a cardinal virtue in this White House. NPR's Don Gagne reports.
The basic principles the president has followed on the big issues are spelled out in simple, consistent black and white language in virtually every speech he gives. This take on Iraq is from an appearance in California this week.
I acted because I was not about to leave the security of the American people in the hands of a madman. I was not about to stand by and wait and trust in the sanity and restraint of Saddam Hussein.
And on the economy, an equally unchanging position from the president, that tax cuts and more tax cuts are the answer. This is from the same speech.
I took the message to the people, and the Congress heard the message, and we passed historic tax relief. We said everybody who pays taxes ought to get tax relief. If you're going to have tax relief, let's just treat everybody the same. If you pay taxes, you get tax relief. We're not going to try to pick or choose winners.
It's not that the president never compromises. He has on issues ranging from education and campaign finance reforms to corporate responsibility laws. But with Republicans in control of Congress providing a loyal base there, the president hasn't had to give much at all to get what he wants on the issues he cares most about.
I think that the Bush administration has a policy of strategic persistence.
That's political scientist George Edwards of Texas A&M. Recent polls show that more than half of the respondents think the administration does not have a clear plan for post-war Iraq. Similarly, more than half say they disapprove of the president's handling of the economy. But Edwards says the White House has made the calculation on these issues, that it's okay to pursue policies the public has doubts about because you'll at least get points for integrity. For fortitude.
It supports the image of the president as being committed to principle, as being decisive, in charge, in effect, in command. And because people evaluate a president as much on their image of his qualities as a leader as they do on whether or not they agree with his particular policy stances. In fact, we have some evidence that they care about that more.
But, Edwards adds, the downside is that the public may instead see a president who's so rigid in his policies, despite public opinion, that it makes him seem out of touch or unable to adapt. Professor Richard Brody of Stanford University says recent poll numbers should make that possibility a very real worry for this White House.
The most important thing is the nature of the gap, if there be one, between the expectations that the president has set and the performance of the policies that he set in place. And the question is, do they solve the problems that they're meant to solve? And when you look at Iraq and you look at the growth of the economy as two key indicators, it's certainly not an unblemished record.
In assessing the president's posture, supporters sometimes invoke the image of Winston Churchill, stalwart against foreign dictators and domestic skeptics. But detractors say the fortress mentality doesn't work when the country's not just under challenge, but off on the wrong track. And a clear majority of Americans are telling pollsters they think that's just where the country is. But President Bush and his administration are betting the public's judgment will change before their most important policies have to. Don Gagne, NPR News, The White House.